B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for starting your morning with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show. Sponsored by Window Nation on WNKS, WNKS, HD1, Charlotte.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Charlotte's number one hit music station. Kiss 95.1.
What you're hearing is actually an experiment. Scientists placed a Yankee, a Southern boy, and a Miami girl in the same room to observe how they interact with each other. For reasons unexplained, they created the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren.
I just can't get over it.
What?
You got Loren. She's got she's got big eyebrows underneath her eyes.
I've got those gold eye masks under my eyes. Yesterday was the longest day of my life.
Can we take a picture and post it at the MRL show?
Sure.
Go ahead, Roy. Get a picture. We'll post it up at the MRL show.
No.
What?
You
said we could.
I know, but the angle. Don't do one with me in the background. Why? Try again. Okay. I don't want to be in your shot.
All right, we'll post that up at the MRL show for the early crew. By the way,
we're all just...
oh my God, I'm so tired.
We all are. We had our office party last night, and it was it turned out to be a really, really fun, exciting night.
Yeah, and then you weren't there, but me and Loren handed out toys at Levine, and
yeah, yesterday was toy handout day. That's fun.
I slept in my car for 20 minutes.
Yeah. By the way, Loren and I barreled into the hospital late, casually, like we always do.
Oh, yeah. Did you have to go past the security guard?
Oh, we had to get help.
Yeah, it was only on the second floor, though, so we didn't need, all the security badges to go in.
Was Flay the security guard there?
No, I didn't see him.
He came on the air with us. It was last week, actually, right? Last Thursday we were doing, at this time, we raised $175,000 for Levine Children's Hospital.
There's been so much between that and now, it feels like that was a month ago.
Seriously.
Our show has been so busy. Have you ever had that happen where you're like, that was last week?
Yeah, everything happened at once. And then the rest of the year, we're like, what are we going to do tomorrow?
Yeah.
But yeah, last night was the Beasley corporate. It wasn't really the company party. It was more of like
client appreciation.
Yep, on-air staff, clients. And it was at the Manchester, which we love the Manchester. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
Open bar, great food.
By the way,
never have open bar at a Christmas party. That is a recipe for disaster. I'm so surprised nothing went down last night.
We got told early on, no shots.
Yeah, because that rings up a big bell.
And by the end of the night, Miss Jessica's going, shots, 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 shots.
See, I got out early. And I'm sure we'll get into it and we'll be more specific. I got out early because there's no way I can be tired and, where I drank the night before, come to a show. I don't know how, Power 98, I heard they didn't leave until 11 p.m., 10:30, 11. I'm like, ow.
Was it still open bar at that point?
No.
When did everybody, the drinks stop flowing?
The boys at Basante Pizza, Jimmy and Steve, are good friends.
I miss them.
They started buying.
Oh, that's nice.
Wow, that's way too nice. But it's a client. We're supposed to buy for them. It's a client appreciation event.
I was trying to get out of there, and Jimmy from Basante goes, Manny, what do you want? Because that's his voice. I said, I'm done, Jimmy. He goes, I'm buying. What do you want? I go, all right, Jack and Ginger.
Man.
And I canceled my Lyft. I paid the $5 cancel charge. And Whitehead, who's the head of sales, he was going to drive me home last night, too. So I blew off two rides. I blew him off first. Then I called a Lyft 20 minutes later, blew him off, and then I stayed.
And see, I've probably slept 8 hours collectively in 2 days. I was really exhausted. I went home, I put my head on a pillow, and I was out.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you felt good? You got a good night's sleep?
Yeah.
Good for you, buddy.
It was great. I didn't hear a dog. I didn't. By the way, I found out that I'm just really sensitive to all the noises, because the first night I couldn't sleep because of the dog. The second night was because it was raining. Would you think that would be peaceful for me?
Oh my gosh, that put me right to sleep.
Yeah, no, the last night there was nothing except me and just sleep.
Did you count sheep?
No.
So you do have a fence.
No, I do think about, jumping over the fence.
The fence, yeah.
I don't think about that.
I last night, I was talking to a guy named David. And I said, did you say hi to Roy and Loren yet? And he's like, no, I love seeing them. And then so Roy, I go, Roy, Loren, come on over and say hi to David. And you go, hey, David. And Loren goes, hi, I'm Loren.
No, that was the opposite. I said, hey. And Roy said, hi, I'm David. Or hi, I'm Roy to David.
What's wrong with that?
We know them.
Oh, it's dark down there.
Okay. I forget who it was. But that's always the best move, too, is when you meet somebody, then you reintroduce yourself. Because there was a lot of faces, like the Hornets were there last night, great clients, Topgolf, Nina from Topgolf. And I said, Nina, I saw your boss in the Cam Newton suite a couple weeks ago, CJ.
Yeah.
Clayton. Nope. That wasn't even close to his name.
No. Joe Moss was there last night. I'm trying to think who else. I mean, there were so many.
Eastwood Holmes.
Yeah.
They showed up strong.
My girls from Eastwood.
What, Nicole?
I don't know. Just move. I feel like you're harping.
Harping on what? We're trying to plug our clients.
Yeah. We love our clients.
Okay.
She's so tired. This is going to be an amazing show.
All right, listen. Here's the thing. There's great radio and there's mediocre. Okay, that's true. There's great radio and there's this. So this right here is what you don't tell our bosses about.
Like all trapped. Like everyone last night said they're leaving early.
Oh, so they're listening?
Maybe.
Okay, crap. Hang on. Let's bring it back in. Guys, you will not believe. Let's give you an amazing update about something so big, it's going to shock you in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
I'm not so sure, Lizzo. We had a late night. Nicole, are you feeling good as hell?
No, I'm feeling tired as hell.
You guys were feeling good as hell about 6 hours ago.
When we were playing Black Smart, White Smart with Power 98. Yes, we were feeling good as hell. Anyway, it's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. And the USA Today put out the most popular Uber to tourist destinations of 2019. Call an Uber, take me to the tourist location.
Okay.
What do you think number one was?
Eiffel Tower.
This is in the U.S.?
Eiffel Tower was number five around the world.
Okay.
Not a bad guess.
The Colosseum.
In Rome?
Yeah.
No Colosseum.
Really?
Oh. Okay.
Guess you can walk there.
Roy so far got number five. Number one, the
Grand
most...
Canyon.
Oh, no.
That's too far. No, take it back. Take it now. I said take...
You got buzzed.
The Empire State Building.
Number one.
Yay!
Really? I'm not a big fan of that building.
Me neither. I like Top of the Rock better.
Yeah.
Freedom Tower, number two. CN Tower in Toronto, number three. It's the old World Trade Center.
It's a new World Trade Center.
World Trade Center.
Yeah, maybe Freedom Tower. And then, Loren, I don't know what this is. The Arc de Triomphe in Paris?
Yeah, yes. It's the big arc at the end of the road.
Right, the Eiffel Tower?
Let me tell you, the arc thing... All hell breaks loose around that whole thing.
Oh, see, I think it's worse than the
Eiffel. There's no traffic laws right there.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You just go.
Okay.
And there's a rule there, because there's no traffic laws, that if you hit someone else, both parties are responsible. So that gives everyone the caution to drive somewhat sane. But there's no law. There's no law.
What's the Louvre in Paris?
The Louvre?
Oh, is that what it is? The Louvre? Why is there an R in it?
You're so cute.
Mm. Why is there an R in it?
Man, I am from the Blue Ridge Mountains.
You
and
wouldn't pronounce that?
You ain't done a lot of traveling, have you?
Time out. Roy went to Paris last year. If Roy hadn't been to Paris, he would have read it the same way I did. There's no way.
What's this right here? It's the
Louvre,
the Muna Liza. What's the Muna Liza?
I'll have you guys canoe right now. I'll have you guys canoe. By the way, Roy, you're gonna love this. Number eight was the Hollywood sign.
Uh-huh.
And tell everyone what happened when we took the Uber to the Hollywood sign.
So get this.
Real quick.
There we were. I wanted to go see the Hollywood sign so bad. We hop in an Uber, say, take me there. We're driving up this really big mountain, and then we get to a point where there's police everywhere because everyone wants to see the Hollywood sign. So the road's blocked off. So instead of stopping and letting us out to walk to go see the Hollywood sign, our Uber driver just takes us right back down the mountain.
She keeps going.
Did she assume that you saw it, maybe?
We didn't.
I know, but maybe she thought that, like, she drove by it and y'all saw it.
No, let me tell you what she did. She sold the fact that we don't want to get out of the car. She goes, oh, and let me tell you, there's no Ubers that come back and pick you up, so you don't want to be let out of your car, and then just kept going. And we're like, I was like, I'll walk down the mountain. I don't know.
Okay.
Down the mountain. He would walk down the mountain. Yeah. He's not walking up. But
right.
Anyway, we didn't even see the Hollywood sign. No. It was number 8 on the list of the most Uber
places. I was car sick. We were in the smallest Fiat. My arm barely fit in this dang car.
It's going to be a great show. I can tell.
I rolled down the wind to smell the air, and it smelled like God's green earth. The whole city did.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Time Magazine just named their 2019 Entertainer of the Year, and I'm sure she's feeling good as hell because it's Lizzo. She is the most nominated artist of the 2020 Grammy Awards coming up, and she obviously champions body positivity and is a classically trained flutist.
Nice.
Which I didn't know. I kept seeing like all these pictures of her with like a flute, and I was like, what is this?
Yeah, she performed it at her concert.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Is it like an upbeat thing, or does she like break it down and go like classical with it?
I don't know. I wouldn't say classical. She does have breakdowns where it's just her and a flute, but she does an upbeat thing with the music.
That's so funny.
Do that, play it like Willy Wonka when he calls the Oompa Loompas.
All right, Ryan Reynolds, he and Hugh Jackman have had this like long time roast thing going on, and it was just reignited because he did an interview with Today Australia, and this is what he said.
Well, he's just an evil person. I mean, you guys have all been duped. I mean, you think that he's this benevolent ambassador to your country. People don't realize he's from Winnipeg, Canada.
And the royal family is feuding rumors that Meghan Markle is pregnant, which she's not. But there's more rumors that we'll have to break down in the 7:30 dirt.
We will have the Queen Mummy.
Wonderful. Oh, great.
In the studio to answer these rumors. I need a math teacher.
Oh.
If there's a math teacher listening and you teach first, second, or third grade, can you call us 704-570-9595? My son asked me a math question yesterday in the car, and I answered it, and I still don't know if I was right.
Well, I can help, maybe.
I'll give you guys, it's very simple. It's very simple, and I'll tell you about it coming up in less than 10 minutes. But if you're a math teacher, holler at us.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show.
So my son Dean asked me a math question yesterday, and I was looking for a teacher to tell me if I did this right. We had a teacher on hold, but she had to go into class. But if you are a teacher, first, second grade, or maybe you're a math teacher in high school or in middle school, can you call us real quick, 704-570-9595?
I think I want to help with the math.
You want to help?
I do.
All right. I'll ask you.
Okay.
Dad.
Yes, Dean.
How much is 10 quarters?
10 quarters. Okay. Well, what you got to do here...
$2.50,
is that what you said?
$2.50.
How much is 10? How much is
10
well,
quarters?
Hang on. There's 4 quarters per dollar.
Right, that's how I started.
So you have to take 10 and divide that by 4.
Why are you dividing?
Because there's 4. Okay, hang on. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Mr. Harvard over there. Take that. He's got his Harvard shirt on today.
So there's 4 quarters in each dollar. So that's at least, and there's 10 quarters. So that's
four times two is eight.
So it's 250.
Yeah.
Okay. I heard how you did it.
Yeah.
It was very difficult. How did you get the answer so fast?
I did the 4 times 2 is 8, and then you add 2 more, and that's 250.
I told him 250.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if I was right or not. And Dean's the type of person that's going to go around and tell people that 10 quarters is 250. And I was like, not so fast. Let me double check tomorrow morning.
Yeah, that's 250.
Okay.
I just drew it out with a picture, too, to confirm.
Yeah, 10 quarters. So, you know what I did? Get
what
this.
What did you do?
I said 10 quarters, and you know, I just put as, I said 4 quarters, or a quarter's 25 cents. So I just added a 0, because it was 10. And if he wanted to know how much 100 quarters were...
Oh, that's a cool way.
That would be $25.
It. Yeah.
So I think I did the new math way.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to ask a teacher, but
they didn't call.
No one called in. Teachers aren't listening this morning. Is anyone listening? Hello.
No, they're not listening. Everyone was at our holiday party last night drinking with us.
Yeah, that was That was fun, that holiday party. Hey, do you real quick want to hear the names? David Tepper Sports filed 8 trademarks for the new MLS team.
Yes.
We have a second here before we go to commercial.
I already have my fave.
Oh, you do?
Oh, I do.
All right. Charlotte FC. Producer Nicole, you can get in on this, too.
What does FC stand for? Field something?
No. Football club.
Oh.
Charlotte Crown FC.
Okay.
Charlotte Fortune FC. Charlotte Monarchs FC. Charlotte Athletic FC.
I hope these get better because I'm not in any of them currently.
Charlotte Town FC.
Worst.
Carolina Gliders FC. All Carolina FC.
I hate when they do the whole All Carolinas thing.
I think Crown is my favorite.
I like either Crown or Monarchs, one of the two.
I kind of like Charlotte Fortune.
That's the worst one, Fortune.
Why is that the worst one?
That's the worst one. I don't know. It's stupid. Fortune, what's for?
We're the banking capital of the South.
Oh. Well, it's still stupid. I don't want to rely everything on the banks. What if the banks fail? Let's go with something else.
What happens when our market crashes?
Yeah. We're going to really come out and watch the fortunes.
Remember yesterday in the meeting, I talked about the recession, and I said used the word so-called.
Yeah.
What was that? We were in a corporate meeting, and Manny's like, "Yeah, back in 2011 in the so-called recession," and everyone's like, "So-called."
Yeah.
The woman running our meeting goes, "Oh no, it was a recession." I go, "You're right. I don't know why I said so-called." Anyway, we'll put these up at kiss951.com. We'll set up a little poll because I'm curious what you guys think of the names: Charlotte FC, Charlotte Crown FC, Charlotte Fortune FC, Charlotte Monarchs, Charlotte Athletic, Charlotte Town, which I don't like, Carolina Gliders, in All Carolina.
The Monarchs sound like a soccer team to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I'm going to go watch the Monarchs.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll put that up at kiss951.com.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show.
So we're all gearing up for Christmas and what we're going to leave Santa. Typically, we leave cookies and milk, but there's other countries around the world that leave some crazy things for Santa.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I used to have to leave Diet Mountain Dew for my Santa.
Nicole told me she left something funny.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll get into it. Get into it.
All right.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and the Ray Morning Show.
Speaking of the early 2010s, somebody brought it to my attention yesterday that we're going into a new decade and nobody really seems to be talking about that.
I guess that's true.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it weird? But anyway, yes. So, Loren.
Yes.
You have a story that I'm very interested in hearing.
Yes. So I found an article about the snacks that kids leave Santa around the world. And it's not just, you know, what we leave here in the U.S. is typically like milk and cookies. Maybe you leave some carrots for the reindeer. It's very different around the world. So in Argentina, they leave hay and water. And they celebrate Christmas until January 6th, which is King's Day.
Hay and water, I imagine, for the reindeer.
Mm-hmm.
Producer Nicole, you also leave for the reindeer and nothing for Santa, though.
No, I leave for Santa, but celery and carrots for the reindeer.
Yeah. The hay and water is for the king's horses, by the way, in Argentina. In Australia, they leave beer and cookies.
Beer and cookies, okay.
That kind of party.
I got to tell Dean that maybe that's what Santa would like this year.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You have an Australian Santa.
Did you know I have an Australian Siri? I got an Australian Santa, too.
That's right. England, they leave a glass of sherry and a slice of minced pie to go with it.
Okay.
In France, they leave carrots and biscuits.
Boring.
Yeah.
Who?
Sherry's alcohol.
I know. Carrots and biscuits where? France?
In France.
Mm.
Germany leaves handwritten notes, which we left that too.
They don't do pretzels and beer?
No.
Wiener schnitzels?
Nope. Sorry, what? Santa. In Iceland, they leave a leaf bread. I had to look up what this is because I was like, I don't get it.
Yeah, what is that?
It's basically like a crispy wafer.
Okay.
And they celebrate their Christmas lasts 26 days. And they actually have 13 Santas who bring gifts.
What?
Yeah. So the kids are leaving snacks in exchange for their presents.
Iceland is such a cool country.
I have a couple questions.
Okay.
there's a lot more people in America than Iceland. I think we could use 13 Santas.
I'm sure it's like, you know, there's Santa.
The big guy.
And then, yeah.
His helpers.
And then his helpers.
Yeah.
So. 803 texted in and said, my dad always said you can only leave Santa double-stuffed Oreos and a Coke in a glass bottle.
Well, I used to leave my Santa
like a commercial.
Yeah, I know. I left my Santa Claus Diet Mountain Dew every year.
Awesome. We'll put the other countries up at kiss951.com. You can go see what each country leaves for Santa. That's a pretty cool little story. There was a rumor, too, that Coca-Cola was behind Santa's red and white outfit, that maybe they paid Santa to wear that.
Coincidence.
He's not a NASCAR driver.
Yeah. Hey, you need to have that sled repaired and ready to go every year. Maybe Coca-Cola did jump in, right?
I love the idea that, like, the sleigh turns into a NASCAR.
They're talking to Santa after Christmas. How'd it go, Santa?
He came around in the Mountain Dew.
I'll tell you what, the Coca-Cola sleigh has been on top of its game. I want to thank all my sponsors. I'd like to thank Pet Boys.
Sleigh ride real nice.
Yeah, we came around turn number three when we moved into Charlotte, North Carolina. I thought we were going to lose it over up in Concord. Yeah. But, you know, old Rudy, she's straightened on out up there at the end.
Blitzen, Vixen, they all handle the Coca-Cola sled better than anything. So thanks, guys.
Chugging a sponsored beverage.
We did it!
Number one!
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Yesterday, just around this time, we had a really funny conversation about the amount of people in Roy's phone who he doesn't know. I mean, name after name, and we just got through the A's yesterday before we stopped talking about it.
I didn't know any of them.
But then you said something really funny. What was the last name you said that there was a...
There was Nutjob Rebecca.
Nutjob Rebecca.
So she must have been a hoot at one time.
So here's what we're going to do this morning. We want you guys to call us 704-570-9595. We need a good laugh today after our long night at the holiday party with clients. We want a good laugh this morning. What is the funny name in your phone? 704-570-9595. Do not answer Dan.
Do not answer Dan.
Some guy I used to work with in California,
yeah.
Who when you answer, he'll go on and on and on. Like, he's impossible to get off the phone with. 704-570-9595.
Oh, I have weird things in here. Like, I have something that says, not Dad. So I must have dialed this number thinking it was my dad at one point, and then I had to put a note in here saying, hey, this is not my dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. How weird is that?
I have funny names for people, and now I want them.
Oh, yeah. If I combed through, I have like 1,000 contacts, but I do just like what Manny said. If someone's a long talker, I put a note in. If it's someone who I really don't want to talk to, I make sure that there's a little indication that this person's super annoying.
The only one I have is Jody Duke's ex.
Oh, okay. See, you have labels on there.
Someone texted and said, I have your guys' number down as my favorite morning show.
Aw.
We have another text at 973 that says, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs gin.
704 said, big hair lady is my best friend Pam. 704-570-9595. Jump on the phone. We'd love to talk to you about the funny names in your phone. Let's see.
Would you find a good one?
Hello?
I found one that says just hey. Crazy.
Just crazy. Hi, is this Bam?
Yes.
Hi, Bam.
And,
maybe she meant a Richard.
What is she? I mean, yes, that's what she means. You can't say that on the air.
I know.
I had a dumper.
Maybe she meant Richard. Yeah, maybe.
You know, we could have followed it if you would have said Richard.
Yeah.
704-570-9595, the funny number, funny name in your phone.
I stuck with Danny. Danny, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
We're doing well. What's the funny name in your phone?
I got Chicken Livers.
Chicken Livers. And why did you name someone Chicken Livers?
Well, it's for my boss, and he loves chicken livers. So whenever his wife is away on vacation, he gorges himself on chicken livers.
Is that code for something? Do people really eat chicken livers?
Yeah, they do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks, dude.
That was a hot item that people would request when I was a server at the Country Cook and All-American Buffet.
201 texted in and said, he shall not be named, is for my ex. let's see. Angel, the redheaded sister from another mother.
These are long contact names. If you want to be part of the show, you can call us at 704-570-9595.
My name in my son's phone, 704 text in, is Cupcake Warrior. I wonder what the story is behind that.
Well, right. Dallas used to be in my phone as Brown Brown Unicorn.
That's true. He was.
Yeah, let's used to be. Why'd you change it?
I felt like maybe we should adult now that we're pregnant with two kids. You know,
it's time. Yeah. All right, Mike in Mooresville. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Morning Show. What's the funny name in your phone?
Brandon Mbop, like he has in the song.
Mbop. Yeah, Brandon Mbop.
How did he get that name? Do we need to know?
Yeah, there's a backstory. This kid started working with me, and the first day he worked with me, he started singing that song, so it just kind of stuck.
There you go. That's funny.
He works on my little beavers, and his name is Bubba, so he's Bubba Beaver Mechanic.
All right, Ben.
All right, cool.
Ben shot out of the cannon. We didn't even, like, welcome to the show. A guy just started talking. I love that.
That was a good lesson for a lot of our callers that call in. Just get right to it.
Yeah. Yo, whatever Ben did, do that. When we just come to you, just start talking. All right, this is Anonymous and Shelby.
Yes. I call my ex-husband's third wife. We have it labeled as Donkey's third wife.
Donkey's third wife.
You guys are funny. Thank you. Yes, lots of so many text messages.
So many text messages. Boyfriend 3 of 12. That's my favorite.
Yeah, we got to go through a lot of these because we can't say a lot of them on the air. They're coming in so fast.
Yeah, ex-boyfriend is not today, Satan.
I'm in my daughter's phone as Momzilla.
Momzilla.
You know what? We'll read a lot of these on our Rap Party podcast today, which will be posted up at 10 a.m.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So many text messages and DMs came in about the funny names that you have people in your phones.
Yeah, I had Nut Job Rebecca in mind.
Leroy Stinkums. 252 said, 704 said, hi, I have my ex down as liquid nitrogen because he's so cold.
That's funny.
My son saved me in his phone as birth giver.
Okay.
Somebody said that they have the name Paul Tatoes in their phone because Paul makes the best mashed potatoes. Paul Tatoes is a contact name. So you guys can keep them coming. Like we said, we have so many more to get to, and we'll do it on the Rap Party podcast, which should be posted just after 10 this morning.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette, sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
My gosh, it's more like Dirty on the 21.
Yeah, right? It's so early. So Meghan Markle has a couple rumors out there floating around. And I'm sure we'll hear from Queen Mommy here, but one of the rumors is that she is pregnant again.
Oh, yeah?
She is not pregnant again. You know, insiders are saying that's just a rumor. And then the other one was that she is not making an international move. They have the Sussex Royal Foundation that people were saying that she was trying to expand to the U.S. and that's why she was going to spend so much time here over the holidays. And that is not true either.
Roy is having a sneeze attack over there.
I'm so sorry.
So unprofessional.
I can't control it.
I tried to throw paper at him to scare it out of him, but it didn't work.
I think I'm fine. You can continue.
Okay. So, Harry Styles and Kendall Jenner, they dated for a minute. And they had to play Spill Your Guts. Mm-hmm. You know, it's that game where you there's all kinds of disgusting things on the table. And it's like on a turntable that you turn.
Yep. Mm.
And if that person decides that they're not going to answer the question, they have to ingest whatever is in front of them. And it is like...
Let's never play that game.
Yeah, ever. It's like cow eyeballs and like awful things.
I think it's great.
Well,
now Roy's yawning.
It's a rough morning. Keep going, Lorenz, please.
So Kendall Jenner and Harry Styles, this ex-couple, had to play it together. And which one do you have up there first? Is it Kendall or him?
I got him.
Okay. Let's see what he asked her then.
Which songs on your last album were about me? Just don't look at it.
Oh, he eats it? He doesn't answer?
Oh, yeah, that fixes everything. just don't look at it.
Oh, it's cod.
What are you doing?
This is your idea.
What are we doing?
It is, yeah, it was something disgusting off of a cod.
I forget that they dated.
I know, me too, but he did not want to answer the question on what songs off his new album were written about her.
Because they were never on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, right?
No.
Because it was that short of a relationship.
She's just the very private one. Like, okay. As private as Courtney is, like, Kendall's really private about her relationships.
Okay.
But Kendall was asked to rank her siblings in order of best to least on parenting.
I'd say Rob is number one, and then he's so good to his daughter. And then, I mean, that's so hard. They're all amazing.
Drink the eggnog.
No! No, and then it would be, like, Chloe, Kim... Kylie.
No, Caitlin.
Oh, well, I think it was just the siblings. Sisters, yeah, it was just the siblings. Kelly Ripa, she just admitted that she got plastic surgery on her earlobes. Now, this is something that I've heard. Why is that so funny?
It's such a superstar move.
I know, but I've had friends that have had to get it done.
What?
Yeah, because, like, here's the thing. If you pierce your ears yourself, or maybe you just wear heavy earrings in general, but the holes in your ears when you pierce it can, like, sag, and then you have to stitch it up to be able to wear normal earrings again.
Okay.
So she just admitted that she had that done.
Okay.
Kind of gross.
But. And by the way, if you're just joining us, go check out at the MRL show on Insta. You can see the picture of Loren up there with what she was doing for beauty treatments early this morning.
Yes. I love eye masks. Okay. And if you want to see the most Googled songs of 2019, I'll just hit you with the top three, and you can see the rest at kiss951.com. The Shallows by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, number three. Seven Rings by Ariana Grande came in at number two. And the number one song of 2019, Old Town Road.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's play Can't Beat Loren. 704-570-9595. 26 wins. Call now. Take Loren down.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We did not find our Can't Beat Loren contestant. They trumped off.
Yes, they either the phone went out or they hung up, so we do need someone to play Can't Beat Loren. 704-570-9595. Loren and Child are waiting to play you. Speaking of Loren and Child, as we wait for a phone call, did you see the 2019 most popular baby names?
No, what's on there?
Since you're expecting a boy, we'll do the boy ones.
Okay.
Mohammed was 10.
Okay.
Oliver was 9. Elijah was 8. Lucas was 7.
Oh, my cousin named his son Lucas.
Caden. Kind of like that name.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Cash and Caden. Grayson.
Let me write that one down, actually.
Aiden.
Aiden.
Dean has a friend named Aiden. Dean's got a friend named Noah. Jackson was number 2. And the number 1 name. Why'd you give a look for Jackson?
I didn't.
The number 1 boy name in 2019, Liam.
Oh, I like the name Liam.
Yeah. Liam is nice.
It has nothing to do with Hemsworth.
Let's play.
All right, this is...
Ring it.
Sorry.
It's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa.
No, it's official this way. Let's welcome Flo from Shelby.
Flo?
Yep.
Yes.
Hey there, you're playing Can't Beat Loren.
Hey.
You're playing against
you guys.
Okay, you're playing against a woman who slept in her car yesterday. She was so tired.
I did.
Oh, goodness.
All right, throw her out of the studio.
Get out, Loren.
I'm going.
Loren is putting down her headphones. She's walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Flo and Shelby, thanks for answering our bell when we needed you to play. Rumors have started spreading about Meghan Markle being pregnant with her second child, but these rumors are quickly being shot down. Which royal is she married to? This one we ask a lot.
I'm going to say Harry.
Question 2. People are wondering why Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton haven't tied the knot yet, but they said there's some religious reason behind it. What NBC show did they meet on?
The Voice.
And question 3. This Good as Hell singer was named Time's Entertainer of the Year.
I don't know.
3, 2, 1, no answer there. Okay, it seems that Ariana Grande has confirmed that she's doing a live album. She's had quite the year. What comedian did she call her engagement off to?
Oh.
Who is she dating?
I have no idea. My daughter.
All right.
Last call.
That's okay. That happened yesterday, Flo. Question 5. Let's see how you do. Old Town Road was the most Googled song of 2019. Lil Nas X sings the song, but who else is featured on that tune?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Got it. Come on in. It's another mom who said, my kids made me call, like yesterday.
Okay. All right.
Flo got three correct.
Okay.
All right, Flo, not bad. Here we go. Let's see how Loren does. Rumors started spreading that Meghan Markle's pregnant with her second child, but these rumors are quickly being shot down. Mm-hmm. Which royal is she married to?
Prince Harry.
1-1.
People are wondering why Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton haven't tied the knot yet, but they said there's actually a religious reason behind it. What NBC show did they meet on?
The Voice.
2-2.
And this Good as Hell singer was named Times Entertainer of the Year.
Lizzo.
That is correct. No answer from our friend Lo. It's 3-2.
All right. It seems that Ariana Grande has confirmed that she's doing a live album. She's had quite the year. What comedian did she call off her engagement to?
Pete Davidson.
That is correct. Flo had no idea. 4-2.
Lizzo and Pete Davidson. Let's see how she does with question 5, Flo. Old Town Road was the most Googled song of 2019. Lil Nas X sings that song, but who was featured on it with him?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
That is correct. Final score, 5-3. Lauren, you have 27 wins.
Flo, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
All right, you know what we want to hear before we let you go, Flo.
All right, guys, I'm Flo from Shelby, and I can't beat Lauren.
Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Still to come.
All right, going to get to a War of the Roses. Melanie, she got into her man Nick's car and found a woman's clothes inside. And, by the way, a woman's wig. So, there's a lot of questions. Is he cheating? Is he dressing as a woman? We'll try to break this all down in a brand new War of the Roses. 5 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show. War of the Roses.
Send us a message that was kind of a 911, hey, I need War of the Roses right now.
100% for sure. Oh, God. So I travel a lot for work. I'm gone almost every other weekend. I forgot my keys. So I Ubered home from the airport, and I know my husband Nick keeps a garage door opener in his glove box. So I go to just grab it, and I found on the passenger seat just fully a bunch of women's clothing, like clearly like worn, like not new, like not a present or anything, like jeans and a bra and a wig and high heels, these huge high heels. I mean, to be honest, like, they fully look like stripper clothes.
Oh, boy.
That's where your mind went? I mean, I went to, you know, maybe he's into something.
Like, he's into dressing as a woman?
Yeah.
No, that's not Nick. We've been together for 3 years. Like, if it's anything, he's cheating on me.
The wig is just so random.
Well, hey, best case scenario, when you're not around, he dresses as a woman. Worst case scenario, he's cheating.
And dressing as a woman. You know the drill. Don't say anything till we get as much information out of him as we can if it's not to you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Nick, please.
Oh, this is he.
Hi, Nick. I am calling from Flowers for You. My name is Sarah. And the reason for my call today is I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. So one of your friends tagged you in our post, and then we randomly select somebody who's tagged to get $100 in beautiful free red roses.
Really?
Yeah. Is that something?
That's awesome.
Yeah. Is it something you'd be interested to send someone?
Just to be clear, this is totally free, right?
Yes, it's a grassroots marketing campaign for us. We just ask that maybe you tell someone about our services.
Oh, yeah. No problem. Easy peasy.
Cool. Okay, so, Nick, who would you like to send these flowers to? I just need a name for the card.
Sure, let's do Melanie. She's my wife.
Okay. And what would you like to write to Melanie on this card?
Let's do, like, just... wanted to surprise you because I know you do so much for me. Looking forward to the weekend. Something like that. Small and sweet.
Okay.
You know, she was surprised by the clothes she found.
What?
Nick, you are on War of the Roses with the Manny, Roy, and Loren morning show.
Melanie, are you still there?
Yes.
I think you just, we need to come clean with it and tell them what's going on, Melanie.
Yeah. Nick, we catch cheaters, but Melanie wants to know why there are clothes in your car.
This isn't funny, Nick.
Who's clothes? Who the fuck is Sally, Nick? What the hell?
No, Melody, Melody, baby, hold on. Sorry.
Why is it so funny?
Okay, all right, let me explain. Melody, you're gonna laugh. Trust.
I better.
You will. Just calm down. Sally is the crash, she's the car crash dummy that we use at the station. I was on the way, I had to wash her clothes. I wouldn't have to do it every week, and I had to wash them. They belong to a car crash dummy. They're not a human clothes.
Oh my god. Oh my god,
baby,
I'm so sorry. Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
I'm such a dumbass.
Oh my gosh. I don't know what happened. I saved the version where I edited this war. We're live now, you guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we had can't play dump. The rest of it.
And by the way, I'm getting messages.
Did we not get it?
It didn't
I'm so
work.
Sorry.
And we hit the button in enough time. Is maybe our delay not
I'm
working?
I'm so sorry, you guys. I don't know what happened to the computer. We never do this live. We always edit
and
it.
And this is why.
And I saved it, but for some reason, the non-saved version is open, and I don't know why. Oh, you guys.
We hit the emergency button, and it still didn't work.
I think she said it more than once.
Oh, boy.
I'm so sorry. Oh, this is my last day. Oh, you guys. It was the bad one, too. And
she kept saying worse words.
I'm going, hey.
And can I say that this war actually ends nice?
Yeah.
This is not a bad War of the Roses. And yet it's just riddled with horrible language.
Mm.
What's wrong with people? You know what? Let's just cancel the segment.
Oh, my God. I want to. It's I don't want to do war anymore.
You know what? We've broken up enough relationships because of the dirt bags. And then...
Oh, boy.
And now you're going to get fired today.
I'm so sorry, everybody. Please don't send text messages about it. Oh, people are saying they love the unedited version. Y'all forgot to bleep out the F word. This is the way radio should be. Oh, y'all, I apologize with a heavy heart. We'll put it up edited so that you can listen to it on the MRL Show podcast on kiss951.com or on the app.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss95.1.
Is anybody asking to hear the rest of that War of the Roses?
No.
Or should we put it to bed and just upload it?
I think we just need to do a public apology.
Yeah.
And we apologize for the obscene language you heard. It was not intentional. We had a computer issue that made the unedited version air.
That's right.
And then we attempted to bail out using an emergency, we call it the dump button, the censor button. And that didn't work on our side either.
It worked, and then it didn't work.
Yeah, so it didn't. It wasn't able to get all the bad language out. So there was a slip. If you got kiddies in the car, we apologize.
Good apology, Roy. Well done.
Bravo. If you want to know who needs to be responsible, I'll point a finger as soon as I'm interrogated.
Listen, I'll take the blame for it. I should have listened to it before it hit the air, but I thought it was the edited version. Like it's been, I don't know, the last 200 times we played a war.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we apologize.
Of course.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Dude, It did end nicely, though.
Roy, what did you say about this woman you met yesterday? Because I thought it was kind of interesting, and I kind of overheard you telling Loren.
Yeah, well, you know, we were on the radio talking about when you move to a city, the first thing that, you know, there's several things you do. And one of the things you do is you find your favorite radio show, and it literally is just you kind of floating around skimming until you find something you like, and then you hear people's recommendations. And she said when she first moved, she just happened to be in a rental car that happened to have 95.1 on and loved us, which I thought was really cool. But she told me the reason why that she moved here was because of her man got a job at one of the banks.
Okay.
And within probably the first month, she said maybe first 2 months, they broke up. Ooh. After she moved from, I think it was Missouri to here.
So she moved from Missouri to be with him.
Yeah.
Oh, is he still here?
He's still here. They broke up. He cheated on her.
So she moves here, and within a month, they break up.
Within a month. She said that he was working till like 10 p.m., and she said that, you know, she didn't think anything was too weird of it because new job, it's a, you know, she went from Missouri to here, but this is the big city, and she thought this is just what you do. And so she had no friends. She was just here alone, and then ultimately found out that he was cheating.
Oh, I hope he didn't move here for whoever he was cheating with.
Oh, you think maybe he followed a woman and then she followed him?
Following a woman?
Following a woman?
Hey, let's throw this out there, though. I wonder if anyone else moved here to follow someone only to break up. Like, how quickly did you break up? Because if you moved here for someone, don't you think maybe you'd move back to where you moved here?
Right. If it happened that quickly.
I don't know. You spent a lot of money to move. I mean, I don't know how many people that have another $5,000-$10,000 laying around to move back.
That's true.
704-570-9595. If you moved to Charlotte or the surrounding areas, any of the counties that can hear us, if you moved anywhere in the Carolinas and then you broke up with that person, how quickly did you break up with them? And then, like, was the reason to stay here because you love the city, or like Roy said, you just didn't have the money to move out?
Yeah, and then you end up finding your own thing. You get here, you find your own friends, you find your own activities. Give us a phone call, 704-570-9595.
A lot of people are texting about the War of the Roses.
Yeah, I know.
This is the unedited version you need to play every time.
No.
Someone said if they fire Manny, I'll start a protest outside.
I will too. I'll hold a sign.
They cuss all the time on Power 98, so what does it matter to you guys?
No, that was a really bad one.
They do get away with a lot over there.
954 said, don't you dare apologize. Well, we just know that parents in the car listening to War, which, by the way, I think is hilarious that you let the kids listen to War anyway.
Yeah. Well, there's that. I mean, that's an argument in itself.
But you can go listen to it because we did have to stop the War of the Roses early. Use the Kiss 95.1 app or head over to kiss95.1.com. Nicole, should we go to line one?
I don't think so. It's not checked, but by the way, the edited version of that War of the Roses, it's actually a very sweet war where he's not cheating and all those bad words were for no good reason. you can listen to it on the podcast later. We're going to get it edited and posted for you. Let's go to the phones, though. We're talking with Amanda and Shelby. Amanda, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show. Please don't swear any bad words because our buttons, it's not ready yet.
No worries. No, I won't say any bad words.
Okay.
So I met my ex-partner in the state of West Virginia. We moved to West Virginia, or we moved to Virginia, which is my home state. Mm-hmm. And we lived there for 3 years, and then he is from North Carolina originally. So we moved to North Carolina together to try and fix our broken relationship, and it just got worse. So when we separated in September of 2018, we kind of I'm stuck here now because we have children together. So because we've declared residency in the state of North Carolina, we would have to fight each other in court to either keep them in North Carolina or keep them in Virginia, and that's not really fair to them.
Yeah.
So I bit the bullet, and I am stuck in North Carolina.
That's good.
Oh,
we're
man.
So glad you're stuck with us.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm happy too, but I've had to follow him to different areas too. So we owned houses in Cramerton. When we separated, I moved to Gastonia. He met his new, I think they're engaged, so fiance, and moved to Shelby. He was in a better school district, so we put the kids in school in Shelby, and driving from Gastonia to Shelby was like an hour each way. So I just left my job and moved to Shelby to follow him to Shelby because it's easier for my kids.
Wow.
I made lots of sacrifices.
Wow, that is major sacrifices. Thanks, Amanda.
I mean, I'm not defending him at all either, but he's probably moving and he's like, okay, now we've got some distance between us. And then she moves in like a mile away.
He's like, I can't get away from this
woman. Right. I'm like, wow, should have thought of that before you took me to court in North Carolina.
All right, let's talk with Layla in Charlotte. Layla, welcome to the Manny Roy the Rim Morning Show. You followed a guy?
Yeah, I followed a guy from Ohio to Charlotte, and I got broken up with the day I moved here.
No way! What?
Yeah. I was driving my U-Haul down with my parents on a Friday, and he was apparently meeting another girl at the bar at the same time I was driving my U-Haul down. So when I got here on Saturday, he broke up with me.
How long had you guys been together before that?
We had been together a year. It was a long-distance relationship. We met through a mutual friend, and we had dated long-distance for a year. He was here in Charlotte, and I was in Ohio.
And, Layla, why did you decide to stay?
I've always wanted to move down south, and no way in hell was I letting a guy stop me from doing something.
Yeah.
So I moved here, and I'm going to stay.
Bravo. And by the way, hell is the least cuss word we're concerned about.
Lizzo
this
says it
the
all
show.
The time. Yeah. Lizzo says it in her songs.
Do you run into him ever?
Well, I used to. He actually moved back to Ohio. He married that girl that he met that night.
What?
Back to Ohio. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. You're like, you know what? I'm going to make sure you see me everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Good for you, Layla. We're glad you stayed and you're happy.
Yeah.
Awesome. And thanks for listening to us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You got it. A lot of people are on hold. We'll put these calls up on the Rap Party podcast, which will be up on the Kiss 95.1 app just after 10 this morning.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Kevin Hart was just on the Ellen Show, and we've got some audio from him. But he talked about his accident. And, you know, he's got Jumanji coming out tomorrow, which I was lucky enough to see this past Tuesday. Great, great movie. It was really funny. And do we not have it?
No.
It's okay.
I'm telling Nicole to put it in, please.
Okay. Well, he basically said that even though his recovery was really tough and the accident itself was really tough, that he was grateful that it happened because he felt like God set him down.
Ah.
You know what I mean? Like, he was just really, like, working a lot and, kind of couldn't make time for family. And when he did, he got to stay home and recover and play video games with his kid. And it was, a fun time. But his kid was giving him a hard time anytime they would, play video games.
Uh-huh.
And do we not have it? I'll just tell you what he said, what the kid said.
Okay.
Anyway. His son, they were playing a video game, and he was like, I'll break your back in the video game too, Dad.
Oh, wow.
And he was like, whoa. You know, you gotta calm down there.
That's funny.
Dad's recovering and stuff.
I see what he means. Sometimes you get on such a roll, and you're on such a high that you need to just be, like, smacked.
Yeah.
It sucks that has to happen for some people, but it's good that you are aware of it. And, you know, like Kevin Hart said, like, it was just a way for me to be like, okay, let's be thankful. Let's be grateful.
And he did also say that it was baby steps to, for recovery. He had to learn to stretch again just so he could take a shower on his own.
Yeah.
Lizzo, she was just named Time Magazine's 2019 Entertainer of the Year, which is really exciting.
Baby! Woo!
She is the most nominated artist of the 2020 Grammy Awards. And, of course, she champions body positivity. And she's a classically trained flutist.
Somebody texted us early on when you said that and said it's flautist.
Flautist?
I guess that's the proper word.
I don't know, but it's fun to say, whatever it is.
Like if you play the piano, you're a pianist?
Yes.
Yes.
Pianist.
Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman, they have had this, like, long-standing roast with each other. And it seemed to have, like, kind of calmed down for a minute. But now it is reignited because Ryan Reynolds sat down and threw some jabs on the Today Show Australia.
Well, he's just an evil person. I mean, you guys have all been duped. I mean, you think that he's this benevolent ambassador to your country. People don't realize he's from Winnipeg, Canada.
Yeah. Reynolds is funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've got a what Lorraine likes for you today.
Great. What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Lorraine like?
This is so fun, and I think it's a great stocking stuffer. You guys know those little, I guess, objects that charge your phone? Well, now you can wear it around your wrist.
Like a charging pad, you mean?
Kind of like a charging pad, but this one's just a cord, and you can charge the little blocks on it. And it's a bracelet that you can wear throughout your day, so when you need it, you're not like, where's my charger, charging block?
You know what? That's going to give you cancer.
No, it's not on until you put it on.
You're going to grow a third hand.
No, sure. It's just a battery that you're wearing around your wrist. Yeah. It's not on. It's not pulling any energy until you plug it into your phone. You're not wearing it while you plug it into your phone. It's just something cool that they made look. I mean, it's like a braided bracelet that you wear.
Alexis from our digital department said that she loves your What Loren Likes. Mm-hmm. Alexis, I'm challenging you to buy this right now and then in a year come in and show Roy. Yep.
Guys, yep. It's cool. I'm sorry.
I agree. I think it's cool.
It's going to turn your skin green or something.
Let's not.
Hey, thanks, Loren. Go check that out and other things that Loren likes at kiss951.com. But up next, yesterday, we had a huge dilemma at this time. It was our holiday party night last night, and we knew that Power 98 was coming in hot with some fun games to play with clients. Well, it happened last night, but then something else happened, and we'll explain why no games were played at all coming up in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Oh my gosh, chaos in the studio. Producer Nicole, we called you in here because Loren had a really foul mouth during that song. So we do blogs every day. We love writing.
Not only
do we do the radio show, but we do blogs on kiss951.com, different things that gets our attention. And what was she freaking out about?
She was freaking out because her blog didn't save. And I'm like, yeah, it did. It always saves. And so
she was like the War of the Roses at 7:50 today with that mouth of hers.
Through her headphones, screaming.
And so, I was so mad at myself because I have a MacBook, and like when you swipe a certain way in your mouse pad, it takes you back to the previous page, and I didn't think it saved what I had just worked on. I was like, I just worked on this thing. I wrote three paragraphs. I uploaded all these photos. I was so mad.
And then there's a wonderful button where you can get your latest backup. And you found it, and then as she's opening it, she goes, if this works, I'm going to kiss you.
And then I walk in, and she kisses her.
Time's up, Loren, in the workplace.
I didn't mind, Loren. I just, you're not my type.
Can I leave now?
This is a weird morning.
She is melting down. Well, tell us real quick while you're in here. Let's talk. We have a couple minutes. Yesterday at this time, we were talking about the pressure we had to perform a game at our Beasley Media Group holiday party with clients.
And we brought games.
And we did. We brought the handcuffs to handcuff someone together for a game. We brought the shock collar for shock collar trivia. What didn't happen last night?
No games were played.
Nothing. No giveaways. No games were played. And we were told to be prepared to do that.
In an email. Like, there was an official email that went out to making us plan.
But we did have a blast with a lot of the clients. We were at the Manchester, one of our favorite spots. Great food. Great, open bar. My God. What an amazing night.
I kept joking with Loren. I'm like, the one year you're pregnant.
Right.
Open bar. Because normally we get drink tickets.
Yeah, I know.
And we only have like two or three.
Yeah.
And by the way, I was assuming it was just the drink ticket thing. So I drove because I'm like, oh, I'll just drink, you know, wait a couple hours, sober up, then go home just fine. And next thing I know, it's an open bar. And I'm like, I don't want to leave my car here.
Yeah.
I'll stop.
I Ubered there and back, man. I was happy to do so.
Didn't you call an Uber at some point and then cancel it?
I did. I was like, I'm not ready to go yet. So I paid the $5 fine so that I could stay longer. But we ended up not playing any games. And we want to thank everyone for helping us yesterday choose our games that we should have played. So because we didn't play a game, I wanted to play Shock Collar Trivia today.
Well, okay. What happened?
The shock collar's at the Manchester still.
Oh, you forgot it?
In a bag. So can we play it tomorrow at this time?
That's fine.
Can you, like, imagine that a bartender or help is going to, like, find a bag, and all they're going to see is our logo on the front, because our logo's on the bag. They're going to open up
what's
the, bag,
in the bag,
and they're going to see pink fuzzy handcuffs and a shocking dog collar.
And don't forget the ultrasound picture.
And Manny brought a picture of your ultrasound.
Why?
Because he wanted to make a joke, and he did it. Don't ask him to do it again. And so there is a picture of an ultrasound, fuzzy pink handcuffs and a shock collar.
I have to do the joke because people are going to think it was dirt. I was trying to be dirty or something. I wasn't. Power 98 did a concert, Winterfest, and
Winter Block Party,
and it was featuring DaBaby. Well, DaBaby didn't make it, but he's coming back, right? So my whole thing was I was going to pull pull out the picture of Loren's ultrasound and say, hey, Power 98, look, we got DaBaby first.
And he did it to the big bosses.
Everybody laughed.
It was a lot of fun.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Anybody 95.1. We are the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
It's in. The votes have been tallied up. And the survey of 2,000 Americans found this movie to be the all-time favorite Christmas film. What movie is it?
I bet it's one of them action Bruce Willis things. What are those called? The
Die Hards?
I say A Christmas Story.
One of you is right. Ralphie Parker's Red Ryder BB Gun movie, A Christmas Story, is number one, according to a poll by 2,000 Americans.
My husband's family wants to watch it every single year at nauseam.
It's on TBS and TNT for like 24 hours.
Yeah.
Number two, A Charlie Brown Christmas, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Wonderful Life was number three. The movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Steve Martin and John Candy. Really funny comedy.
Don't
that was
even
number
know what that
four.
Is.
And rounding out the top five, Home Alone.
Elf isn't on there.
No. And
really?
My favorite is... so.
National Lampoon's?
I would take out A Christmas Story and put in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. To me, is the funniest, best Christmas movie. What did you say, producer Nicole?
I like The Grinch.
Me too.
I think that scared too many children.
But the original one, the cartoon version.
Okay, that one wasn't that bad.
Rudolph, nothing is... give me this list.
What's the one with the heat miser and snow miser? That's my favorite.
Year Without Santa?
Oh, it's so good. Only for the singing parts.
A Christmas Carol, Miracle on 34th Street.
Right, there's a list of 20. I just gave you the top five, but...
The Polar Express.
I mean, who doesn't love this?
Mr. White Christmas, I miss the snow.
I miss so many, though.
What should be on there? That's not.
National Lampoon's is on here.
Yeah, but not in the top five.
Yeah. Rudolph isn't on here.
You guys ever watch the...
Rudolph is not on here.
The Evil Frosty.
No. Yeah, The Year Without Santa. I already watched this with Dean. I love this one. And I also love Rudolph with the Abominable Snowman.
Yeah.
The Claymation ones.
Yeah.
That's what I was looking for on that list. It's not on there.
My wife loves Miracle on 34th Street, and she loves It's a Wonderful Life. Like, those are ones that we like to watch. How about The Sound of Music? That's usually on around the holidays.
Yeah, I don't care.
All right, hey, coming up after 8, we got to ask you, did you ever... coming up after 9. Jeez, I'm going backwards. Coming up after 9, we got to ask you, did you ever accidentally quit? We'll tell you why coming up.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So, I have a friend, and she kind of had an ultimatum plan. And she shared it with her boss, and it didn't go so well. So, she basically wanted a raise. And she said to her boss that if she didn't get a raise by the end of the year, she was going to start looking for other jobs. Well.
She told the boss that?
Mm-hmm. Mm. She got fired by the end of the day.
Ultimatums are never good.
They never go well.
And my thing with the employment, if you say, hey, boss, I want a raise, and they tell you no, they know in the back of their mind that you're unhappy. You're not getting the money you want. Mm-hmm. You don't have to say, hey, I'm going to go look for another job. They expect it.
And I guess, you know, not to defend the boss, but like maybe he knew he didn't have it in the budget to give her a raise. And instead of paying her while she's got one foot out the door, he was just like, all right, then go. Yeah.
Especially if she has one of those sales jobs with clients.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Did you ever accidentally quit or got fired because you said something like that? 704-570-9595. I'm sure other people... Like, what if you're talking to your boss and you're like, you know what? I quit. Like, I'm done. I'm just done. And that's just kind of a phrase.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I've said that to my boss in here. Like, and he goes, oh, good.
Right.
I get my money back. And I go, no, I'm just kidding. But, like, what if the boss says, well, no. You just told me you quit. March down to HR or wherever you are.
Oh, my gosh.
Pack up your stuff. You're out.
I mean, I'm sure at that point you could be like, It was verbal. I was just kidding. It wasn't a real, you know what I mean? Like, you could back yourself out of that, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I have. You've seen it. When the computer goes bad in here, I yell, I quit. That's the first thing I yell. When my alarm goes off at 4:10 in the morning, I yell, quit.
We're so emotional.
Now, the boss isn't with me when I yell those things, so chances are I'm not going to get fired, but I could see how people get fired from this. So what's your friend doing now? Like,
she doesn't know yet.
She hit Lauren up for a job?
Yeah. Sorry. I ain't got it in the budget either. I don't know. I really don't know what she's going to do. And, you know, we're, like, heading into the holidays, so I think she's just going to, like, kind of sit. Nobody's looking to hire somebody right before Christmas and New Year's.
Well, you could find some part-time work at maybe one of the big box stores or, you know, Amazon or something like that where shipping is heavy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe Amazon, but I think, like, even, like, the mall is kind of stocked right now for holiday season. Like, they don't need extra help.
Yeah. Let's help producer Nicole out, because last night was our Christmas party, and it was a long night, and some phone lines are ringing, Roy, so this is just live.
Hey, this is Brianna. I did that a few years back. I was living in Pennsylvania at the time, and I really did not like this job I had, but I didn't have anything lined up, so I wrote this resignation letter, and then I went on vacation, and I came back, and they're like, oh, by the way, you don't have a job.
Oh. So, wait, did you send the resignation letter? How did they find it?
They found it in my email. Because, you know, you're just not that smart. In, like, your 20s, you're just like, oh, okay, we'll just put this here for a while, see how I feel when I get back, and they found it.
Was it saved in your drafts, or did you send it to yourself?
No, I don't, you know what, I cannot remember, but I think because, like, they check everything that comes in and goes out for protection reasons, because I was working in the security industry at the time. I think that, yeah, they just found it, and they were like, oh, by the way, we were checking your emails for something, and we came across this, and see ya.
Not even 2 weeks' notice. They let you go that day.
But you know what? I think it's kind of a blessing in disguise, because if you had enough energy to write a resignation letter, though.
Yeah.
The writing's on the wall kind of type thing.
Yeah. Like, when we yell, I quit, when our computer isn't working, that's one thing. But when you're, like, writing a resignation letter and you're thinking about it, you're like, you know what? You guys are doing me the favor. Thank you. Fire me. I'm going to go collect unemployment. Have a good day.
That's exactly what I did. I was like, oh, well, this is awesome. Now I can just go collect unemployment. Yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to go home, and you're going to pay me to stay at home while I find a new job. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
Brianna. Exactly. Yeah. All right. Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks for listening. We got a DM to @TheMRLShow from someone who said they did the same exact thing that Manny just said. I was working in a warehouse, and a box fell and broke open, and I yelled, I quit, and the boss said, okay, today's your last day. Go get your check.
No way.
He probably was upset that he has to pay for whatever that guy broke. He's like, yeah, you quit. Get out. You just broke $30,000 worth of merchandise.
You know, that's another funny conversation that we have to have. Maybe we'll do it.
When you break things.
Oh, like, what did you cost the company?
$10,000, man. That's my biggest bill.
Really?
$10,000.
What'd you do?
I broke the console. Because I used to have this weird, I used to run the board, and I had this weird habit of constantly smashing one button, just as like a habit, tapping it, and it broke, but it wasn't an easy fix.
So tomorrow we'll make a game out of it. We'll do, what did you break, how much did it cost, and did you get fired or not? Because you didn't get fired.
I didn't, but I thought I was.
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll do that tomorrow. And don't forget the Rap Party podcast. Go check that out. It'll be up after 10 with lots of great stuff there today, including a recap of last night's Christmas party and who kissed Nicole. Someone on the show kissed Nicole.
Ooh.
All right, we'll get into that, too, on the Rap Party podcast on the Kiss 95.1 app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.